The program is Current State on WKAR. For Mark Bayshore, I'm Scott Westerman from the MSU Alumni Association. India has one of the most vibrant filmmaking communities in the world. The Indian movie industry is often referred to as Bollywood. Their movies are known for elaborate musical productions and eye-grabbing colors. What better place to send MSU students who want to learn about the craft of filmmaking? One MSU study abroad program this summer did just that, but these students did more than study. They actually shot and produced a short Bollywood-style movie. And you can see it on campus Thursday night. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great. Love your watch.
Thank you. Yours, too. change of subject. You know that study abroad programs, Scott, aren't just about the academics. They're also meant to expose students to new cultures and different ways of life. It's a great thing to do when you're in college. India was a very different place for most of the students who were part of this summer's program called Beyond Bollywood, Taste of Indian Media. Together, they made this little Bollywood movie called A Connection. It will be shown Thursday at 6:45 p.m. in room 145 of MSU's Communication Arts and Sciences building. I talked with two seniors, Alyssa Cleland and Nali Dakruri, and the team leader, Amal Pavangadkar, an outreach specialist in the MSU Department of Media and Information, about their study abroad experience and the making of their film.
When I was doing some research, I noticed that there were a lot of misconceptions about India and Bollywood in general. And I thought it would be best if I can actually take students to Bollywood and learn that style of film and television production, and then train the students with those styles, and then they could draw comparisons between Hollywood and Bollywood and also produce something that was relevant.
Is there a certain popularity of Bollywood films that I'm not aware of, even perhaps among the student population? Perhaps you two can address that for me. How popular are Bollywood films in America?
I think it depends on your cultural background. I'm Egyptian, so to an extent, Bollywood is pretty big in Egypt. At least at one point, it was. So, for example, when I used to like listen to my grandma talk about like her, youth days, they used to like watch Bollywood movies in the movie theaters. So in the period of like the 60s, 70s, we used like in Egyptian theaters, they used to show Bollywood movies actually. Now it's not the case anymore. But still, like, we have across the Arab countries and the Middle East, there are a lot of channels, satellite channels, who show actually Bollywood movies 24/7. So I guess it depends on your exposure. I know some like American students who actually do like watching Bollywood and do know about Bollywood and enjoy it. But not everyone has this exposure, really, so it depends.
Alyssa Cleland, is that you that she's describing there?
Yeah, basically. as an American student, before the study abroad, I hadn't really been exposed to Bollywood films all that much. Not nearly as much as I had been after the trip. So you could definitely say that that it's not like entirely pop. I don't know. I mean, that's me personally, but I think that it's not as viewed as it should be. I don't know, but I definitely got more exposed to it during the trip. So,
Amal, we've heard over the years that India is the world's leader when it comes to film production, at least in terms of volume and perhaps an audience because of its population. Is that still the case?
Yes. So traditionally, Hollywood was more interested in quantity, not quality. So at some point, we used to produce more than 2,800 movies every year. And now they have started focusing on quality. Early on, the focus was more on songs and dances. Now that has also gone down considerably as well.
Colorful production.
Yeah, the vibrancy, so loud audio and loud colors are still prominent. That's what sells movies. Also, with a population of 1.2 billion people and immigrants to other countries, it has a captive audience on all continents.
So this program resulted in a movie that's about 10 minutes in length. Tell me about the story. It's called A Connection. Did the students write the story?
Yeah, actually the story was based on our experiences during our trip. It was really cool because we had three people who were actually the writers, but our entire group got involved in the making of the story. So we all got together in a group and talked about our experiences, such as the spicy food and our reaction to that, and just like all of our experiences combined. So basically the story is, if you want me to just like broadly
sure.
say it, basically it's about a boy who travels to India. He's a travel photographer, and he meets a girl there. And they just really, really connect, and hence the name of Connection. basically throughout the movie, it's flashbacks of their times together and just their experiences together. And there's like sort of a twist in the end that goes back to that. But mm-hmm. yeah.
Whether or not they have a future.
And yeah, also a main point I didn't say. Sorry. Also, he or she is, she kind of hides it in the, like, not exactly hides it, but she is engaged. She's in an arranged marriage. So she has that on her plate, but they obviously form a connection. So there's a little tension with them with that.
An engaged marriage that hasn't happened yet.
An arranged marriage
right.
that hasn't
right.
happened
Excuse
yet.
Excuse me, yes. yes. And the casting, the roles are played by students who took part in the program, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can come back with me.
What?
I just Chris. You can come to New York for a little
Chris.
Bit, just for the summer.
Chris, you know I can't do that.
Why not?
You know why.
Do you even love him?
What?
Raj, do you love him?
I'll grow to.
If you don't love him, why marry him? I mean, what about what you want?
Listen, I don't expect you to understand all this. I need to do this for my family. I grew up with Raj. He fits in with my family, and I want to do this.
One of them was actually the director and one of the writers. And the female actor, she was part of the publicity team and she was the set designer. So we all multitasked in many ways.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're talking with Amal Pavangadkar, Alyssa Cleland, and Nali Dakruri about A Connection, a student-made film that debuts on the MSU campus on Thursday night. One thing I want to make sure we know about is the dance sequence that you also filmed while in India, something that happens a lot in Bollywood films. I saw a little bit of it. It looks like it was a lot of fun to produce. Was that part of the plan from the start, or was that something that you just decided to do on the fly while you were in India?
Sure. Actually, I was hoping to get at least a short sequence when we were in the film city. But again, it takes a lot of resources and manpower to get it accomplished. The management of the film city was kind enough to provide us with a professional choreographer who does Bollywood movies. He joined us. He trained us over an afternoon and an evening. And then we taped the next day. This is a 2.5-minute Bollywood dance sequence, in which they had to cordon off the entire area so we could tape in there. And when it was done, we had about 600 screaming fans waiting outside.
So you had help cooperation from people in the film industry in India.
Yes. So we had tremendous assistance and guidance from the professionals who work in the film industry and television industry in India. They did guide us a lot through everything. They talked about the whole evolution of Bollywood over the last decade or so. They talked about evolution of television and also the associated media industries.
I know that there have been other study abroad programs that focused on the film industry or theater. To my recollection, though, this is the first one I've heard of that involved an actual production. Would you know if that's really the case here, Amal?
To the best of my knowledge, this was the first and only production-based study abroad. And the only one which actually was a successful event in India.
Had either of you been to India before?
No.
We had not. Yeah, me too. It was my first time.
Is film something that either or both of you plan to pursue for a career?
Yeah, definitely. And just like with everything that I learned there, it made me realize that even more. So.
For me, it's an option. I'm specializing in film production, so, but at the same time, I'm a journalism major. So, it's still. I mean, it's potentially, yes, it would be something that I would like to go into, but if it's my ultimate decision or not, it's still to be decided.
In this case, both of you were behind the camera?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any desire to be in front of the camera, other than the dance sequence?
No, not for me.
Everybody had to play at least one or two cameo roles because we didn't have too many extras.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. I got away with that.
That's true. I was walking in the
background. Did you get graded down
for
skipping out on that? Well, it's really an exciting project that a study abroad program involved production, not just study. A Connection will be screened in room 145 of the MSU Communication Arts and Sciences building at 6:45 p.m. on Thursday. Amal Pavangadkar, Alyssa Cleland, and Nale DeCruri, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.